Brothers and sisters,
早啊，弟兄姐妹。
It's good to see you and see some of you for the second or the third time.
啊，很高兴见到你们，更高兴看到中间已经是第二次、第三次再看到你们。
And I'm very glad to be standing here in front of you today.
我非常的荣幸能够站在你们的面前。
Because I have to admit, I'm a little bit tired.
因为我必须承认，我真的有点累了。
As some know, I just returned on Wednesday from 2.5 weeks in Nepal and India.
你们当中有些人知道，事实上我礼拜三才从尼泊尔和印度回来，我在那里有两周半的时间。
And I'm staying at a very nice hotel, DoubleTree.
我住在一个还不错的旅馆，叫做 DoubleTree 两棵树。
And we are in the midst of a Hindu holiday.
然后呢，现在正在一个印度人的节期中
，named Navratri，
它的名字叫做 Navratri，
and it's a 9-day holiday that builds up to the big holiday of the Festival of Lights, Diwali。
这个节期是一个9天的节日，那这个节日最后的高潮就是一个叫做 Diwali， 光明节，一个印度节。
Well, in Navratri, they have a celebration at the Garden State Exhibition Center.
This Navratri, Exhibition Center, 正在庆祝。
And they were celebrating until 3 o'clock this morning.
Wow, 他们庆祝到一直到今天早上的3:30。
So I have spent a lot of time praying for our Hindu friends.
所以我花了很长的时间为他们，为这些印度朋友们祷告。
I think actually...There were times I was praying against them.
甚至有时候我其实是祷告，希望他们不要再继续了。
I asked God that He would just pull all the electrical plugs.
我跟神祷告说，求神把所有的电源都给拔掉了。
That prayer was not answered.
不过那个祷告并没有蒙应允。
It is an amazingly big world, isn't it?
真是一个奇妙的大世界，不是吗？
In, I think it was October of 2010, the 7 billionth person was born.
是2012年的10月的时候，第70亿个人终于诞生了。
And now there are many more than that.
现在就更多了人口。
Most of you are related to people of Chinese descent.
大部分你们中间大部分人都是中国人的子孙。
And China is 1.3 billion people just in the People's Republic.
中国现在是13亿人口。14亿 some said. 1.4 billion.
1.3 billion.
Yeah, some said it's 1.4 now.
Well, see?
你看。
Probably overnight it became that.
也许隔了一个晚上就变成14亿了。
And I've just come from the city of Delhi, India.
我刚从印度的德里回来。
How many people live in New Jersey?
有多少人住在New Jersey?
How many? 8 million.
800万人，新泽西的人口有800万人。
Okay. The whole state of New Jersey.
整个
8 million.
整个 New Jersey.
Okay.
是八。
Delhi, India.
新德德里这个城市在印度。
23 million.
2300万人。
One city.
一个城市。
I think I spent a whole day just in traffic.
我想整天我都是在交通堵塞上头。
We had to travel a total of 4 miles. It took almost an hour and a half.
只有4英里的路花了一个半小时。
I could have walked backwards.
我其实走路走回去就行了。
But it's easy to get overwhelmed by the needs of the world.
但是很容易我们被排山倒海了而来的这个需要被困住了。
After we learn about an earthquake in Nepal,
在尼泊尔的那个地震之后。
Then we learn about the refugees from Syria.
然后我们知道了叙利亚的难民。
And we hear about an explosion in another city in the Middle East.
然后在中东又有一个接着一个城市的爆炸。
And we talk about global warming.
我们又谈到全球暖化。
And we talk about shortages of food.
我们也谈到粮食短缺。
And sometimes it's just overwhelming.
有的时候真的是排山倒海而来。
So for our seminar this morning,
所以今天早上的专题
I want to look at a biblical account of a person or people facing a very big need.
今天早上我们将从圣经的角度来看一群人他们遇见了怎么样大的需要。
And they were so overwhelmed by the need, they didn't know what to do.
他们被这个强大的需要压倒而不知道该怎么做。
But it gives us an example of what happens when we become before God in terms of that need.
但是也让我们看见当我们有需要的时候怎么样将我们的眼光转向神。
That's why the workshop is titled Insurmountable Needs and a Great God.
这个也是今天早上我们的专题，就是无法超越、无法战胜的需要，还有一个伟大的神。
So the passage is John's Gospel, chapter 6.
今天的经文在约翰福音第六章。
And it's a story that many of us know.
是一个我们都很熟悉的故事。
It's actually one of the miracles, one of the only miracles that appears in all four Gospels.
事实上，这个故事是唯一记载在四本福音书都记载的一个神迹。
Matthew's Gospel has it, Mark's Gospel has it, Luke's Gospel, and John's Gospel has the most detail.
四本福音书都有，但是在约翰福音是最详细的。
And it's the story of the feeding of the 5,000.
也就是要喂饱五千人的这个神迹。
So I'll read it in English, and then it'll be read for us in Chinese.
讲员会为我们用英文来读，然后我会为大家读中文。
John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 5.
约翰福音六章第五节。
When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to even have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go amongst so many? Jesus said, Have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed.To those who were seated as much as they wanted, he did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. And they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten.
好，约翰福音六章第五节。耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼、2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了。耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
So as we look at this miracle, we can get some understanding of what do you do when you have something that seems too big to even respond to.
所以当我们看到这个例子的时候，你可以有一些了解，就是当你遇到一件事情是很困难的，你可以怎么做？
Now Jesus sees the crowd, verse 5, and he asks the question of Philip, he says, where should we buy bread for these people to eat?
在这个地方我们看到耶稣对腓力说，他看到这么多的人，所以他问腓力，我们从哪里去买食物让这些人吃呢？
In Middle Eastern culture, hospitality is a very big value.
在中东的文化当中，热情招待你的客人是非常重要的一件事情。
So if you have a guest, you want to feed them.
所以如果你有客人，你要让他们吃啊。
I traveled one time in Israel and in Palestine.
有一次我在以色列和巴勒斯坦。
Whether I entered into a Jewish home, a Christian home, a Muslim home, they wanted to feed me.
不管我是去了犹太人的家，穆斯林的家，他们都要喂饱我。
They said, "Are you hungry?"
他问我说你饿了吗？
I said, no, no, I've already eaten.
我说没有没有，我吃过了。
They said, good, we'll prepare some food for you.
他说哦，太好，这还有一些食物是要给你的。
Because hospitality, you entertain your guests.
因为热情款待，你就是要好好的照顾你的客人。
So Jesus says to Philip, how can we feed these people? They've been with us.
所以耶稣对腓力说，我们要怎么招待他们呢？他们一直跟着我们。
And Philip sees the crowd.
然后腓力看见了这么多的人。
He sees the crowd and he says to Jesus, even if we worked for 8 months, we couldn't buy enough food to feed these people.
腓力看见了这么多拥挤的人群，他对耶稣说，就算我们工作八个月，我们的挣的工钱也不够给他们吃。
Philip saw the need.
腓力看见的是需要。
And he was overwhelmed by the need.
然后他真的是被这个需要所击倒了。
Yesterday, we were told that there are 300,000 Indian Hindus in New Jersey.
昨天我们说到有30万印度人在 New Jersey.
And if you think about that, it's just overwhelming.
你想想看，就是怎么这么多啊？
What am I going to do? 300,000.
我该怎么办呢？对这三十万人？
I could reach one a day for 300 years.
我可以一天面对一个，然后。For 300 years, 300年。
It would take too long. It's too overwhelming.
真的是太夸张，太多了。
So Philip says we can't do it.
所以腓力说我们没办法。
The need is too great.
这个需要太庞大了。
But Jesus doesn't respond to Philip.
但耶稣并没有对腓力说什么。
He just moves on.
他就继续。
Another disciple comes forward named Andrew.
另外一个门徒来，他的名字叫安德烈。
This is Peter's brother.
这个是彼得的弟弟。
And he introduces to Jesus this boy.
然后他带了一个小男孩到耶稣跟前。
Now we don't know where the boy came from.
我们不晓得这孩子从哪儿来的。
And even though the miracle is in all four gospels, we never know his name.
尽管这个神迹在四福音书都有记载，但是我们不知道这孩子的名字。
I imagined that maybe the boy has seen Jesus do miracles.
那我的想象是，也许这个孩子曾经看过耶稣行神迹。
And maybe he came up to Andrew.
也许他到安德烈这里来。
And he is tugging on Andrew's robe.
他拉一拉 Andrew 的衣服。
He says, "Give this to Jesus."
把这个给耶稣吧。
So Andrew gets some faith from this little boy.
所以安德烈从这个孩子那里得了信心。
And many times it's young people who have more faith than old people.
很多时候其实年轻的人比年长的人还更有信心。
Because young people, they don't know that it can't be done.
因为年轻的人有时候不明白这个不知道这个事情是不能被成就的。
But what do old people say?
但是年长的人会怎么说呢？
Oh, you have to be practical.
哦，你要实际一点。
You don't know what you're doing.
你不知道你在干嘛哦。
And the young people just say, no, we're going to follow Jesus.
年轻人说我们要跟随耶稣。
So this little boy.
所以这个年轻的。
Gives what he has to Andrew.
这个小孩就把他所有的。
And Andrew says to Jesus.
安德烈对耶稣说。
Andrew says to Jesus.
安德烈说。
Here is a boy.
这里有一个小孩。
With 5 small barley loaves.
有五条小的大麦饼。
And 2 small fish.
两条小鱼。
Now in the Greek language, actually, you could translate it: Here is a small man. With 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish.
在希腊文里头，你可以翻译成这里有一个小人，有五条小小面包跟两条小鱼。
And so, when Andrew is speaking, the only word he's hearing is small.
所以当安德烈在说的时候，他你能听到的就是小。
See, Philip had his eyes on the need.
所以你看到腓力。他的眼睛就凝望着需要。
And he said it can't be done.
他说没办法，没办法达成。
Andrew turns his eyes on the resources.
但安德烈把他的眼光放在资源上。
And he says it can't be done.
他说没办法。
He says, here is a small boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go amongst so many?
他说这里只有五条饼，两条鱼，这个能够吃多少，吃多久呢？
So it's almost like he brings this thing before Jesus with faith, and then he talks himself out of it.
几乎是他把这个东西带到耶稣面前是有信心，可是事实上他看到这个东西的时候，他又觉得这是不可能的。
But Jesus doesn't respond to Andrew either.
但耶稣也没有回答安德烈的话。
Here's what I want you to remember.
这里是我想要你们记得的。
If you have your eyes on the need,
如果你的眼光一直在需要上面，
you'll feel overwhelmed and hopeless.
你会觉得这个需要实在太大而觉得没有希望。
If you have your eyes on your resources,
如果你把眼光放在资源上，
you will feel unable to do it.
你会觉得你没办法做到。
How far will I go amongst so many needs?
我能够做多久呢？
But the little boy,
但这个小孩,
he had his eyes on Jesus.
他的眼光定睛在耶稣上。
And he gave Jesus what he had.
他把他所有的给了耶稣。
And today we're going to talk even about faith promise giving.
今天我们还要谈到信心认献的事情。
And you might say, oh, I don't have very much to give.
你也许会说，我没什么太多可以给的。
Or I don't have very much faith.
或者是我没有太多信心。
My question is not how much faith you have.
我的问题不是说你有多少信心。
The question is, will you give what you have to Jesus?
而是你是否愿意将你所有的给耶稣。
And let him multiply it.
让他可以成就。
Let him multiply it.
让他可以变成倍数的成就。
So Jesus doesn't respond to Andrew.
所以耶稣也没对安德烈回话。
He says, have the people sit down.
他只说让大家坐下吧。
So they sat down on this field.
所以他们坐在草地上。
And John tells us they were 5,000 men.
耶稣说，约翰说，他的记载是男人的数目就有5,000人。
Now, if you go over actually to Matthew's gospel,
如果你去马太福音看的话，
you find out that Matthew says there were 5,000 men plus women and children.
那马太是说有5,000男子，还要加女人，还要加孩童。
So if every man had a wife and 2 children.
如果每一个男人有一个太太和两个孩子，
Now the crowd is 20,000.
那人口就是20,000人了。
And that's reasonable to assume.
这个是还蛮合理的一个假设。
So you understand why Philip was overwhelmed.
所以你可以了解为什么腓力觉得这么大的困难。
How are we going to feed these people?
他要怎么喂饱这些人？
It can't be done.
没办法达成。
Or Andrew, it's too small. We don't have enough to feed them.
或者是安德烈说，我们虽然有，但是不够。
But Jesus took the bread.
但耶稣拿起饼，
and he prayed over it,
他祝谢了，
and they distributed it.
然后他们就分了饼，
and the same thing with the fish.
然后对鱼也是做一样的事情，
and by the miracle of Jesus, the small resources are multiplied.
因着耶稣的神迹，非常小的一点资源可以倍数的成长。
So the issue is not the size of the need.
所以问题不是在于你的需要有多大。
And the issue is not your own resources.
问题也不是在于你的资源有多少。
The issue is, will you give what you have to Jesus?
问题是你是否愿意将你所有的给耶稣。
Will you look at the life that you have and say, Jesus, how can you use me?
你能不能看一看你的生命对耶稣说，我愿意让你使用，你要怎么用我？
Because it's very easy to say, I'm too old to make a difference.
很容易我们很容易就说，我已经太老了，没办法做。
I'm too young to make a difference.
或者是我很年轻，我没办法做。
I don't have enough money to make a difference.
或者是说我没有钱，我也没办法办到。
I don't have enough friends to make a difference.
我也没那么多朋友。
You can always talk yourself out of making a difference.
你总是有办法说服你自己不要这么做。
But will you give what you have to Jesus?
但是你会不会愿意将你所有的给耶稣？
Verse 12.
第十二节,
it says, when they all had enough to eat,
他这边讲到他们都吃饱了。
Another passage says, when they were satisfied.
另外一句经文记载是他们都很满足了。
I don't know if people of Chinese descent, if you're celebrating American Thanksgiving,
对我们中国人来说，当你在庆祝美国人的感恩节的时候，
but how many of you will celebrate some sort of traditional American Thanksgiving?
但你们到底有多少人是真正的庆祝传统的美国人的感恩节？
Now, this is an American tradition.
这是美国的传统。
Where we all eat too much food.
我们会吃很多很多的食物。
And then we fall asleep.
然后我们就睡着了，因为太饱。
When they had had enough.
当你吃太多，当他们吃太多。
It wasn't that they had had just a little sampling.
不是只是试试看味道。
They were fed to being satisfied.
他们吃，而且吃到饱而满足。
Maybe they wanted to take a nap.
甚至也许他们想要午睡了。
And Jesus had done the miracle.
而主耶稣行了这一个神迹。
With a small resource.
用很小的资源
given to him by a small person.
这个资源是他从别人那里得来的很小的一点东西。
He says, gather the pieces up that are left over.
他说把剩余的都收拾起来吧。
And this is worth remembering.
这个是很值得我们记住的。
He said they gathered them up.
他说他把这些剩的都收起来。
And they filled 12 baskets.
装满了12个篮子。
How many disciples are there?
有多少个门徒？
12. And there's 12 baskets left over.
然后刚好有12个篮子。
Put yourself in this miracle.
把你自己放在这个神迹当中。
The little boy comes forward.
这个小孩童来到面前。
The disciples, they're all hungry.
门徒也自己很饿。
And if I'm a disciple, I'm thinking to myself, this is a small amount of food, but we can split it between us.
如果我是门徒的话，我可能会想，哦，这些食物大概还够我们十二个人分一分吃了。
You know, a little bit of a snack before we go out for lunch.
这个就当作是我们午餐之前的点心吧。
But Jesus says, no, distribute the food.
但耶稣说，就分给众人。
And the disciples had to distribute the food before they had any.
所以门徒必须要先分给众人。在他们吃之前。
But then they collect the leftovers.
但是他们收拾了剩下的。
And it reminds the disciples when we give what we have to Jesus, He meets our needs in the process.
这件事情提醒了门徒，当我们把我们有的给别人的时候，耶稣会自己来满足我们的需要。
This is the miracle that I want you to think about.
这个是我想要告诉你们，让你们想一想的神迹。
Because most of us are not going to be people who will reach tens of thousands of people.
因为对我们大部分人而言，我们都不会是那个遇到成千上万人的这样子的人。
We're not going to end up having 18,000 friends on Facebook.
我们大概也不会在脸书上有18,000个朋友。
Most of us are not going to become famous big people.
我们大部分的人也不是这种很善于将自己变成很 popular 的人。
But will we give what we have to Jesus?
但我们是不是愿意将我们有的给耶稣？
In the face of great need.
在有需要的事情上有信心。
Don't keep your eyes on the need.
不要将你的眼光放在需要上。
Don't keep your eyes on your resources.
不要把眼光放在你的资源上。
But look at those resources and say, Jesus, can you meet the need through me?
但是将你的资源把你的眼光放在神耶稣那里，跟耶稣说，你是不是能够成就。
I travel a lot into Nigeria.
我常常出外到奈及利亚。
And I don't think this story is going to translate easily.
Okay, 这个不太容易翻译，但是我会尽力。
The young people came to me.
有一个年轻人到我跟前来。
And they asked me a question.
他们问我一个问题。
They said, I was speaking to this conference, they said, are you...MMOG.
我在一个聚会上面当讲员，然后就有一个年轻人来问我说，你是不是 MMOG?
And I said, what's an MMOG?
我问他什么是 MMOG?
And it's a title that some of the evangelists take on themselves.
是一个称号，一个名号，就是这种传福音家给他们自己的一个名号。
And they call themselves mighty men of God.
这些福音家称他们自己是 mighty men of God, 也就是说神的大能者。
And I said, they said, are you an MMOG?
然后这个年轻人问我说，你是不是 MMOG? 你是不是神的大能者？
Because I don't think they wanted to listen to me if I wasn't an MMOG.
我不想让他们听着我，因为我是所谓的神的大能者。
So I thought about it for a second.
所以我想了一下。
And I said no.
然后我说不是。
I am even something better than MMOG.
我比 MMOG, 我比伟大神伟大神的大能者还要更厉害。
I am an MOMG.
我是一个 MOMG.
And they said, what is this?
他说哇，这是什么？
I said, I am a man of a mighty God.
我说我是一个 man of mighty God, 我是大能神大能者的人。
See, their emphasis had been on, are you a mighty man?
那人的眼光是注目在你是不是那个大能的人。
But I'm not the mighty man.
但我不是那个大人。
But I serve a mighty God.
但是我侍奉一个大能的神。
And that's the God who takes you into each week.
那也是神要给你的托付。
In the face of changing neighborhoods,
让你有信心来改变你的邻舍。
In the face of other world religions,
让你有信心能够面对不同的宗教。
In the face of overwhelming need,
让你能够面对排山倒海而来的需要。
Will you give what you have to Jesus?
你愿不愿意将你有的给耶稣？
Now our emphasis here this weekend has been on crossing boundaries.
我们的重点这个聚会这一周三天的聚会都是在跨越界限。
And specifically thinking about reaching people who have never heard the gospel before.
特别想到的是那些未得之民。
Now you might not be able to reach 300,000 Hindus.
你也许没办法遇见30万的印度人。
But could you reach one?
但是你能够遇见一个吗？
You might not be able to plant a church amongst Muslim people.
你也许没办法在穆斯林当中植堂植一个教会。
But could you make a friend with a Muslim?
可是你可以跟一个穆斯林人做朋友吗？
Looking at this parable, this miracle,
当我们看到这个神迹的时候，
and looking even to the rest of Scripture,
甚至是把之后的经文也一起看的时候，
I'd like to make some practical suggestions on how all of us can be used by the mighty God.
我想要给大家一个很实际的建议也就是说我们如何能够被这个大能的神所使用。
In other words, in light of all the great needs of the world,
也就是说虽然知道有这么多无法超越的需要，
How can God use you and me?
但神如何可以使用你和我？
The first principle,
第一个原则
is be available.
第一个原则就是让你自己是可以被用的，可以被神使用。
See the little boy, he gave what he had.
这个小孩把他所有的都给了耶稣。
In that culture where they would respect the teacher, if he gives his lunch, Jesus could just eat it.
在那样子的文化当中，其实他们是很尊重他们的老师的，所以他如果把他的午餐给了老师，老师可以自己就吃掉他。
He didn't know how Jesus would use it.
他并不明白耶稣会怎么使用，
But he gave it to him.
但是他就是给。
He made himself available.
他让他自己成为那个可以被神用的。
He said, "I don't know what I have to offer God, but here it is."
我不知道我可以给什么，但是这个就是我所有的。
Yesterday, one of our speakers was talking about writing a blank check and letting God fill in the amount.
昨天，当我们中间有一对宣教士夫妻来到我们中间谈，他们向神立的心志是给神一张空白支票。
And this is not about money; it's about your life.
这个不是跟关乎于钱的问题，而是关乎于你的生命。
In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8.
在以赛亚书六章八节。
Isaiah has a very dramatic experience of worshiping God.
以赛亚有一个非常戏剧的经验是在敬拜神的事情上。
He sees the greatness of God.
他看到神的伟大。
And he sees his own sinfulness.
他也看到自己的罪恶。
And he experiences God's forgiveness.
然后他经历了神的饶恕。
And then he hears God's voice.
然后他听见神的声音。
And God says to the congregation, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?"
神对在那个敬拜当中的所有这么说。我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
And Isaiah says, "Here I am."
以赛亚说，我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
That's the prayer of being available.
这个就是我们的祷告，我们应当有这样的心智。
Here I am, Lord.
主啊，我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
It's an attitude of being available to God.
是一种你让你自己是可以让 被神使用的一种态度。
And it's something we can take with us every day.
这个是每一天我们都可以操练的。
Tomorrow morning, my wife will go into the microbiology lab at the hospital where she works.
明天早上我太太又要去医院的微生物实验室工作。
And she'll walk around and pray over the different workstations.
她到每一个检验的台子上面去祷告。
And she says, "Here I am, Lord."
他对神说：“神啊，我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
And she'll talk about the people that are going to work at these stations, and she brings them before God.
然后他也会对每一个在检验台工作的每一个员工来。
A high school student goes into his high school a little bit early and prays for all of his friends at standing at their lockers and praying for them.
那一个高中的老师也会到高中的学生的柜子前面去为每一个学生来祷告。
You walk around your neighborhood and say, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
啊，你在你的邻舍当中行走的时候，你跟上帝说：“神啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
You go to your workplace. Here I am, Lord, send me.
你去你的工作场所的时候，你也是跟神说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
And you don't estimate what the great need is. You just say, "Lord, I'm available."
你不要预估你的需求有多大，你只是对神说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
I was raised in a very conservative Christian tradition.
我是在一个很保守的基督教家庭中长大。
And in our church, very seldom did anybody raise their hands.
在我们教会，很少人会这样子举双手。
Yeah, we would even sing songs about raising our hands, but we didn't raise our hands.
我们甚至会唱到歌词里头有举起你的双手，但是我们还是不举手。
But here's what I've noticed as I've traveled.
但是当我在各地去讲道的时候，这是我发现的一件事情。
As we worship,
当我们祷告的时候，敬拜的时候
，you very often will see people standing like this.
然后你常常会看到有人是站着的时候把手举起来
，with their open hands towards heaven.
将他们的双手向上，是朝向。天堂。
Because what they're saying is,
因为他们所要说的是
，what they're saying is, Lord, in response to what you've done for me.
他们所要说的是，神啊，我愿意回应你所要我做的。
My hands are open.
我的手是空的。
I've never seen anybody worshiping like this.
我从来不看到敬拜的时候你的手是紧握的。
Lord, I'll give you half of myself.
或者是我给你一半。
But I really want that Mercedes Benz.
但是那个宾士车我真的要留着。
And I've never seen people worshiping like this.
我也不看有人敬拜的时候是这样子的姿势。
Lord, there are parts of my life I don't want you to know.
神啊，我有另外一部分的生活是我不想让你知道的。
See, worship is basically saying, Lord, because of what you've done.
所以敬拜是说，神啊，因为你对我所做的。
I want to give you my five loaves, my two fish.
我愿意把我的五个饼两条鱼给你。
My hands are open.
我的手是张开的。
Here I am, Lord.
神啊，我在这里。
You see, every Christian should look at themselves as being sent into the world.
你知道吗？每一个基督徒都应该看自己是，我是被神所差遣来到这个世界上的。
Isaiah's prayer is not just for the missionary.
以赛亚的祷告不是只为了宣教士而言
，or for the pastor，
或者为了牧师。
It's for every Christian.
是为着每一个基督徒。
Here I am, Lord.
主啊，我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
Go looking for the people that God has sent you to.
去寻找那些神差你要去传福音的人。
Make a friendship.
做个朋友。
Start a relationship.
跟他们建立一个友谊的关系。
Here I am, Lord.
主啊，我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
I was speaking at a prayer meeting at our church.
我在我们教会的祷告会里头有一些分享。
And the prayer meeting was very old people.
这个祷告会都是年长的弟兄姐妹
参加。I think the youngest person was maybe 75.
最年轻的也有75岁了。
But they were very committed to prayer.
但是他们非常的愿意来祷告。
And there was one lady in the crowd.
有一位女士
sitting right up front,
就坐在前面。
Her husband was legally blind.
她的丈夫是合法的盲人。
And you would see them actually walking around our town.
你会看到他们常在我们镇上走来走去。
Because they did all of their business by walking.
因为他们所有的他们能够做的，他们能够挣钱的方法就是走路。
They would walk to the supermarket.
Yeah, 他们用走路来解决他们日常生活。他们会去supermarket, 去超市。
Walk to the bank.
去银行。
Walk to church.
走路去教会。
Now the prayer meeting was led by a pastor.
这个祷告会是牧师带的。
Who was always trying to encourage his members of the prayer meeting.
那总是鼓励大家来参加祷告会。
And every prayer meeting he would end with this statement. Remember, keep looking up.
然后这个牧师每一次在聚会结束的时候就会跟他们说继续向上看。
It was his way of saying keep praying.
那也就是说他想要表达就是说要继续祷告。
And keep anticipating heaven.
然后继续仰望天国。
Because the people were getting closer to heaven.
因为这些长者年纪已经比较接近
天堂。And, but he's at this meeting.
然后这一次他在聚会的时候
And he's closing the meeting.
然后他结束的时候
And he says, remember, brothers and sisters, keep looking up.
然后他就对弟兄姐妹说弟兄姐妹啊记得继续向上看
And then he turns to the lady with the blind husband.
然后他看着这位姐妹就是他先生是盲人
He says, except you.
他说除了你以外
You keep looking down.
他说你继续往下看
And so I asked the pastor afterwards, what is that?
所以我就问牧师说：“你为什么说这个呢
？”Why did you say keep looking down？
你为什么叫他继续往下看呢
？Because you should ask her。
他说：“你要问太太。
”So I went to ask her。
所以我就问了这个太太。
She said one day I was walking around town。
他说有一天我们又在走啊，街上走啊。
And I was complaining to the Lord。
那我就对神埋怨。
That we didn't have any money to give to missions。
说。我就跟神埋怨说，我们没有足够的钱可以给宣教士。
And I felt like the Lord spoke to me。
然后我就觉得上帝对我说话。
And he says, Ethel,
他说 Ethel,
when you're walking around town, look down.
他就对这个女士说，当你走路的时候，你就眼睛往下看。
He said, I wasn't sure that was the Lord. What does that even mean?
他说我不太确定这是从神来的声音，但是什么意思呢？
But I looked down.
但是我就往下看。
And there was a quarter on the pavement.
然后我就看到有一个两毛五分钱的硬币。
So now when we walk around town, I look down.
所以从现在开始起，我走路的时候眼睛都往下看。
And I thought, wow, that's a very cute, you know, it's a very nice story, sweet story.
然后我觉得这是一个还蛮可爱、蛮温馨的故事。
And I said to her, how long have you been doing this?
然后我就说，那你这样子做有多
久了？ She goes, oh, more than 6 years.
她说已经超过六年了。
I said, well, what's the biggest thing you've ever found?
然后我说，那你发现最大的那一笔金额是多少钱？
She said, one time I found a $10 bill.
有一次我发现了十块钱。
But most of the time it's quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies.
大部分都是这些硬币。
And I said, do you keep track?
然后我说你有没有数一数啊，算一算。
Oh, she said absolutely.
她说哦，当然。
She goes every time it hits, I save up $10.
每一次当我存满了十块钱
，I write a check.
我就写一张支票。
And send it to ministry with the Muslim world.
然后我就把这张支票送给那些在做穆斯林工作的这些宣教机构。
And she basically is saying, I'm available, God.
所以他基本上就是对神说：“神啊，我可以被你用。”
I'm giving you what I have, which is my husband's blindness and me walking around.
也就是说，我现在虽然是盲人，我们在街上行走，但是我们就是眼睛往下看。
And this lady believes you should not give the money to her.
然后这个姐妹觉得你不应该把钱给她。
What I mean is, people from church would know about her.
也就是说，教会的人知道她要做的事情。
And sometimes they'd see her coming.
那有一些人看到他要走来了
，and they would start putting money.
他们就开始把钱往地上放。
And she said that doesn't count.
他说那个不算哦。
It has to come from God.
必须是从神来的。
So I said, okay, you've been every time you hit $10, you've been doing it for 6 years.
然后我说哦，所以从那个时候开始，你到现在已经做了六年，每满十元你就送出去。
And I said, so do you have a total?
那我说你有没有一个总额呢？
She goes, yeah, so far we've given $3,800 to Global Mission.
她说目前为止我们已经给了3008元给这个全球宣教。
Now you'll be looking down.
那从现在开始你是不是也会往地上找钱了？
But my point is this.
但我的重点就是
She's available.
她把她自己让神可以用。
With all of her limitations.
虽然有很多的限制。
Her age.
她的年纪。
They're not very rich.
他们也不有钱。
They don't even have a car.
他们连车都没有。
But here I am, Lord.
但是他就是跟神说，我在这里。
Are you willing to say, Lord, I don't know what I have?
你是否愿意对神说，我不知道我有什么。
But I want to give it to you.
但我愿意给你。
Another thing that God uses is our experiences.
另外一件事情神可以用的是我们的经验。
Now, just a quick question.
就是一个很快的问题问大家。
How many of you here speak English?
你们中间有多少人会讲英文？
Jeff, we think speaks English. Okay.
Jeff 牧师当然会啦。
Do you realize English teaching can get you into many of the countries of the world?
你明白吗？如果教英文，光教英文这件事情，就可以让你进入很多的国家。
Similar to a story yesterday, I have a friend who is in Libya.
跟昨天的故事很相似。我有一个朋友在利比亚。
Muslim country.
回教国家。
He said, if you can teach English, we can get you into Libya.
他说如果你能够教英文的话我们就让你进来。
And he said we can't get you out, but we can get you in.
我们可以让你进来这个国家但不能让你走。
Because you have a skill.
因为你有一个技能。
The little boy had 5 loaves and 2 fish.
这小孩有五个饼两条鱼。
Some of you have years of experience.
你们中间有人是有很多年的经验。
College education.
大学的学位。
Experience in business.
你或许有商业的经验。
You've owned your own small company.
也许你自己是一个小企业主。
When God called David,
当神呼召大卫的时候
，David was a shepherd boy.
大卫其实是一个牧羊人。
And later, David would become the shepherd king of Israel.
但之后，大卫成了一个牧羊国家的君王。
And he would write probably the greatest of all the psalms, "The Lord is my shepherd."
然后他也许会写下最伟大的诗篇。耶和华是我的牧者。
God is in the business of redeeming every aspect of our lives.
神是在我们生命中每一个层面的救赎主。
Your experiences,
你的经验
are a gift from God.
我们的恩赐
for you to use.
是为了让你可以使用。
Another story from our church.
另外一个是我们教会的故事。
A lady came to me.
一个姐妹到我面前来。
She was 68 years old.
她已经68岁。
African American.
是一个非裔的人。
Okay. And she said, "Paul, I'm getting old."
她对我说，Paul, 我已经年纪越来越大了。
I'm retired.
我年长，我已经要退休了。
I'm a widow.
我是一个寡妇。
I don't want to sit in a rocking chair until I have to.
我不想坐在摇椅上面一直摇摇到年岁老去。
Can you give me something to do?
你可不可以给我一些事情做
？I said I'll think about it and get back to you.
他说，牧师说我会想想看，然后告诉你。
Then I asked her. I said, "What have you been doing?"
然后我就问他说，那你都做什么呢
？She said, "I'm a nutritionist."
他说我是一个营养学家。
Is that what you are?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, the Lord is speaking to. She says, "I'm a nutritionist."
她说我是一个营养学家。
And I prepare food for large groups of people.
那我是为很大群的人来准备食物。
And she said, "For many years, I worked at a military base."
许多年我是在军队当中工作。
And then I worked at a retirement home.
然后我就在这个年老人住的地方工作。
And I said to her, "Okay."
然后我说 OK.
So I went looking.
她说，所以牧师说好，我去看看。
Within a few months.
几个月之后
，We sent her off.
我们就差她出去
to Haiti.
到海地
poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
在西半球来讲最贫穷的国家
to be in charge of a feeding program for children.
去在那里作为一个为这些贫穷孩子喂养他们的这样子的一个主办的人。
When she came, they were feeding 600 children a week.
当她回来的时候，她告诉我，每一周他们要喂600个孩童。
She wrote back to us and said, "Could you give money for this?" And we bought her a big food processor.
然后她写信给我们，要我们帮忙，那我们就送了一个食物料理机给她。
After 4 months,
4个月之后
，She was feeding 2,000 children a week.
哇，她4周之后，她就每周喂养2000个孩子。
With nutritious protein-enriched food.
并且是很有营养的食物。
To help give those young people a better future.
让这些年轻的孩子有一个更好的未来。
She had more than 40 years of experience as a nutritionist.
她拥有超过40年的经验当一个营养师。
And she said, "Here it is, Lord."
但她对神说，我在这里。
How do you want to use it?
你要怎么用我
？She went to Haiti.
她就去了海地。
When she was 68.
当她68岁的时候。
Between age 68 and age 86, when she died, she went to Haiti 44 times.
当他过世的时候，他是86岁，所以他在海地工作了14年。
She recruited my mother to go with her.
他甚至招募了我妈妈跟他一同去。
My mother said, "What am I going to do?"
我妈说我要做什么呢
？I only have one excuse not to go.
我只有一个借口是我不用去。
I'm too old.
就是我太老了。
And she's older than me.
但她比我老啊。
So I have to go.
所以我就得去了，没借口。
When she was 82.
我妈妈去的时候是82岁。
She came and spoke to our senior adults at our church.
她来对我们这个老年公寓的人讲话。
And she was a very bold lady by this time.
她是一个非常无惧的 老姐妹在那个时候。
Some of you, she said, are afraid to go with me to Haiti because you're afraid you might die in Haiti.
她很勇敢地说，你们当中有一些人很不勇敢，不敢去，是因为你们怕你们会死在海地。
Now you can only say this when you're 82.
当你八十二岁的时候，你才有资格说这个话。
She said, you're afraid you might die in Haiti.
你怕你会死在海地。
She says, I'm looking over the crowd.
我在你们当中一眼望过去。
Let me tell you.
我告诉你。
You're going to die whether you go to Haiti or not.
不管你是不是去海地，你都会死。
And then she said, and it's so much cheaper to be buried in Haiti.
然后她说，其实在海地埋葬比较便宜啊。
But you know when she went.
但你知道她去了。
Because she was older.
因为她年长。
She had a mature Christian faith.
她有一个很成熟的基督徒信仰。
She helped younger Christians as they were going through three different revolutions.
然后她帮助这些比较年轻的基督徒可以经过不同的革命时期。
And here was this 80-year-old lady telling them, you can trust God.
在这里有一个八十岁的老太太老基督徒告诉你，你可以相信神。
See, sometimes we forget that.Your training in business, or your experience in immigration, or your experience in learning English, those things are all gifts from God that you can use now to help someone else.
有的时候你忘了你的这个工作的经验，或者是你移民的经验，甚至是你其他生活上面所有的经验，都是神给你装备你，让你有机会去传福音。
I was visiting the Pittsburgh Chinese Church.
我在匹兹堡华人教会。
And one of their most important ministries is outreach to international students.
他们最重要的一个事工就是去接触这些国际学生。
And the pastor said many of our people were immigrants many years ago.
那这个牧师告诉我，因为我们当中很多人以前都也是国际学生。
And they know what it is to be lonely in a new country.
所以他们明白在一个新的国家是如何的孤单。
And they know what it is to not understand everything.
然后他们也明白，在一个新的地方，你不明白很多事情。
And God wants to redeem that to help these new international students.
上帝愿意帮助这些人。
You see, we don't always get the biggest thing, but all we have is what we are.
我们不一定要有非常大的东西可以给予，只要是就是我们自己。
The last thing I want you to think about.
最后一件事情，我要你们想一
想。Is that God uses our prayers.
就是上帝用我们的祷告。
The Bible actually says when Jesus sees the crowd,
圣经这么说，当耶稣看见这些群众，
He says the harvest is plentiful.
他说庄稼已经熟了，
But the workers are few.
但是做工的人少。
The harvest is plentiful, meaning there's lots of opportunity.
庄稼已经熟了的意思就是说有很多很多的机会。
The workers are few, meaning there's not a lot of people doing the work.
Workers 少就是做工的人少的意思，也就是说没有太多的人在那边收割。
But if I were Jesus, I would have said, so go out there and meet the needs.
如果我是耶稣，我会说就去那里满足他们的需要。
But that's not what Jesus says.
但是这不是耶稣说的。
He says, first, I want you to pray.
耶稣说的第一件事情是，首先我要你们祷告。
I want you to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers.
我要你们向耶稣祷告。他是庄稼的主，祷告他能够差遣人。
If your concern is for unreached peoples,
如果你对未得之民有担忧，
the starting point is to be praying that God would raise up people to reach unreached people.
起点就是你为这些人未得之民祷告，首先是期待有人能够被差遣去那地的中间。
And the Bible commands us to pray for kings and rulers and those who are in authority.
圣经其实要我们为执政掌权的人祷告。
That means we should be praying for our president.
那个意思就是说，我们应当为我们的总统祷告。
For the leaders of countries of the world.
为了世界的领袖，为了国家的领袖来祷告。
Should be praying for the leaders in Syria.
甚至为叙利亚的领导祷告。
Pray for the premier of North Korea.
为北韩的金正恩祷告。
You say well.
你说
No, see, God is in the business of directing the hand of the king.
事实上是你知道，神是在这个后面能够参与的一双手。
One pastor said to me one time, he says, every Christian should have two books in their prayer room.
有一个牧师这么对我说，每一个基督徒应该有
two pieces of literature in their prayer room.
两本书在他们的祷告室中。
The Bible.
圣经。
And the newspaper.
和报纸。
And he said this. I said, "Are you sure?"
他这样说的时候，我对他说，你确定吗？
Because I looked at the newspaper as a distraction.
我看到这个报纸的时候，都是觉得这是一些很。
He says, "No, the Bible tells us what God wants to do in the world."
他说圣经告诉我们要为众人祈求。
But the newspaper tells us where God needs to do it.
但是报纸的话就可以告诉我们需要在哪里。
And as I've said throughout the different meetings, if you're only praying for New Jersey or if you're only praying for China, your prayers are great, but they're too small.
就如我在许多的会议当中曾经说的，如果你的祷告只局限在 New Jersey,
because God wants to use our prayers,
你的祷告就太小了，因为上帝要使用我们。
We need to be people who are praying for the world that Jesus wants us to reach.
我们应当是更大的为世界的需要，尤其是那些未得之民来祷告。
In the state of New Hampshire, I was visiting a small church.
在 New Hampshire 这个州我去一个很小很小的教会。
And the pastor said, "I'm sorry, we would like to have you stay at our house, but we don't have a bedroom. We're going to put you in my son's bedroom."
这个牧师跟我说，很抱歉，我们家没有足够的地方。我们只能让你睡在我儿子的房间。
The son had to sleep on the floor.
然后孩子就睡在地板上。
And I got his room.
那我睡了他的房间。
This young man was 17 years old.
这个年轻人只有17岁。
Now, I don't know the situation here, but a lot of 17-year-olds don't have a lot of information about the rest of the world.
我不晓得你们当中的情况是怎么样，但是很多时候17岁的孩子其实是不太了解其他的事情的。
But this young man met me.
但这年轻人来跟我交谈。
He said, "You've been to Angola. What was that like?"
然后他就问我说，你去过安哥吗？是怎么样一个样子？
He said, "You went to Mozambique. What was that like?"
他说你去过莫桑比克，那里是一个什么样的状况？
He says, "You walked on the Great Wall. What was that like?"
你曾经在长城上走过，那个是什
么感觉？ And one after another, he was asking me questions about places in the world.
他问我一个接着一个问题，都是关于世界各地的地方。
And that night,
那个晚上，
I went to bed thinking, "Why is this young man so interested in the world?"
我睡觉的时候就在想，为什么这年轻人这么好奇这些问题呢？
And especially about the church and Christians in the world.
特别是对于教会还有基督徒。
And I went to sleep wondering that question.
我睡着的时候就一直想这个问题。
The alarm went off in the morning.
早晨闹钟响了。
And before I got out of the bed.
在我起床之前，
I had the answer to my question.
我突然有了答案。
This young boy had on the ceiling taped a map of the world.
这个年轻的孩子原来在他的天花板上有一个世界地图。
And it said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few."
那个上面写着庄稼熟了但做工的人少。
And every day he would sit up and pray for a different country.
每一天他为一个国家祷告。
And then he would use different resources to find out about those countries.
然后他会为他用使用不同的资源去找到他的答案，关于那个国家的问题。
In other words, he believed he had a God who could influence history through the prayers of his people.
也就是说，他相信有一个神是可以影响历史的神。
And sometimes I get afraid that my prayers all are about me.
很多时候，我们担心我们自己的祷告就是只是关于我自己。
I pray about my needs, my family, the people I know.
我为我自己的需要，为我的家人，为我的朋友祷告。
And then I say, "And bless the world."
然后祝福世界吧。
But I believe one of the responses of church members should be to choose places in the world to pray for.
但我觉得作为一个基督徒，应该是选择一个国家，你为这个国家祷告。
And you might not see how God answers your prayers.
你也许不会知道神如何回应你的祷告。
But you believe that God is the Lord of the nations.
但是你相信神是这个国家的神。
So we pray.
所以我们就祷告。
So here's this little boy.
所以就是这个小孩童。
Not the boy in New Hampshire, but the boy in this story.
不是那个 New Hampshire 的孩子，是这个约翰福音的这个孩子。
And he's looking at an overwhelming need.
他看到这个极大的需要。
But he gives what he has to Jesus.
但是他就是把他所有的给耶稣。
And his only resource was this small amount of food.
他所拥有的就是这么一点点食物。
But he let it go.
但他就是给。
If you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior,
如果你相信主耶稣是你的生命的救主,
if you believe that Jesus Christ gave his life to give you and me forgiveness and eternal life,
如果你相信耶稣基督给了你永生并且有赦罪之恩,
my question is, will you open your hands?
我的问题是你是否愿意张开你的双手?
Here I am, Lord.
说我在这里。
How do you want to use my experiences?
主啊，你要怎么用我的经验?
How do you want to use my prayers?
你要怎么用我的祷告?
How do you want to do something in the world through even my small contribution?
你要怎么样使用我这么小的一些贡献可以来影响世界?
I'd like to lead us in prayer.
我想要带大家做一个祷告。
And I don't know if this is unusual here, but I'm going to ask you to stand up.
我不知道这是很特别，但是我想要请大家站起来。
And if you feel comfortable joining me,
如果你觉得可以的话，我也邀请你参加。
I'm just going to lift my hands up.
我就把我的双手打开。
And say, "Here I am, Lord."
然后对主说，主啊，我在这里。
We acknowledge today, Lord, that you indeed are the Lord of the harvest.
是的，主啊，我们承认你就是庄稼的主。
We acknowledge that there's needs in front of us that are greater than anything we could meet on our own.
主啊，我们真的是看到这个世界上有许多很大庞大的需要是我们没有办法帮助的。
But we worship you this morning, Lord, because you have given your life for us.
但是我们敬拜你，因为你将你的生命赐给我们。
And now in worship, we come back to you.
我们在敬拜你。
We open our hands.
我们张开我们的双手。
As a symbol that says, "Here we are, Lord."
就是一个告诉你我们在这里的记号。
Send us.
差遣我们。
Send us into the world that's in our neighborhoods.
差遣我们在我们的邻舍。
Send us into the supermarket.
差遣我们到超市。
Send us on the bus.
差遣我们在公车上。
Send us to our workplaces.
差遣我们在我们的工作场所。
Send us to our high schools, our universities.
差遣我们到我们的学校，我们的大学。
We invite you to take the small amount we can give you and multiply it.
我们恳求你使用我们这微小的一部分，但是让它成倍数。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.
谢谢，请坐。
Do we have announcements or anything?
我们有报告。
我们谢谢鲍牧师给我们的信息跟挑战。
Thank you, Pastor Borwith, for your message and challenge.
我们继续真是为他祷告，求神给他能力跟体力，因为他睡觉没有睡得很好，有时差。
Let's pray for Pastor Borwith that God will give him the energy because he hasn't been resting well.
让他在我们在主日讲道的时候，继续给我们神的话语。
And pray that in the next message he'll continue.